This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. You can text in at 701-226-8503. Email studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. In for Scott Henin today, the one and only from the NDFB, it's Daryl Lees. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, listeners. It's, a beautiful, balmy morning this morning of about 11 degrees when I did chores before I came in, so... They're telling us we're going to get to 40-plus today, but...
50s by the end of the week.
50s by the end of the week.
Which is actually normal as 50s.
Yeah,
we've just been so darn
cold. We're still going to be on the south side of normal, the way it sounds.
Exactly.
A few degrees, but a little better outlook. And I tell you what, a lot better outlook than what those folks across South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin have probably after this weekend.
Imagine grabbing 30 inches of snow in mid-April.
I don't really want to imagine it.
No.
I don't want to ever experience it, but, it poses a lot of challenges for a lot of folks, and especially those that are near and dear to us, obviously at NDFB, the, farmers and ranchers out there that are having to deal with that and the negative effects of dealing with that. So, yeah, it was interesting to watch that storm, though,
no doubt,
on the radar go across and then listen to some of those snow totals and the winds. It came with a lot of big wind, 40, 45 mile an hour wind. So you're talking just an extreme amount of snow that is not just falling down straight down. It's getting blown around and put in places that make it real challenging.
Right. You can't really plow it because it just ends up blowing around.
Yeah. Right.
And we remember that from the 97 blizzard we had in much of North Dakota into Minnesota back in
April
97.
Absolutely.
Same thing, 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts and 17 inches of fresh snow. You can't plow it.
No, it's...
I was plowing a plow. It looked worse behind the plow than in front of the plow, because all it did was just move everything around.
Yeah, it's kind of a
rare time where they should have just left it unplowed because there's already enough track there where a vehicle
kicks it up
through
and spreads it around a little more the way it seems.
Yep,
so.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's kind of interesting. Well, we got, a couple guests today, but a lot of time today for people to call in. There's all sorts of topics that can be covered. Late last week, the House Agriculture Committee put out their farm bill proposal for the upcoming farm bill. We can talk about that. Of course, we had Comey was interviewed on his new book over the weekend, and there's a lot of different thoughts on that out there, especially some saying, he was supposed to be at the top of the food chain when it comes to intelligence and law and rule, and he's out there talking about it now. And then he talks about possibly being a witness in an investigation coming out. Well, he should know better, shouldn't he, as a top past official, that you don't talk about these things if
hell hath no fury like a government official scorned, I guess.
Yeah, true. So, lots of things to talk about. The storm, if our friends to the south in South Dakota and to the southeast in Minnesota are listening and call in, give us an update on what the effect was down there in your areas. It kind of started over in Montana and caught the corner of southwest North Dakota and headed down through South Dakota and Minnesota and Wisconsin and parts of Iowa and Nebraska. So if you're out in those areas, give us a call, shoot us a text, and let us know how those things are affecting you out there. But at 9:30, we're going to have a guest in, Heather Lang, from just east of Bismarck out here, Sterling area. She's going to talk about a new website that NDFB put out, On Your Table. It's a blog and discussion area to learn what farmers and ranchers do and why we do it and learn about food. The theme of it is where truth meets food and where people can come and look at different blogs, different videos, different responses, ask questions, get those questions answered in future blogs. And Heather Lang has been a participant and a contributor to that. And she sits on our P&E committee, the Promotion and Education Committee that the NDFB has. And so she's going to be in at 9:30 to do that. And then we're going to talk a little trade at 10 o'clock, a little after 10, at 10:06 when we come back. We'll talk a little bit of trade there, some trade issues. Them are, of course, big, important discussions right now also. So it's kind of a neat thing out there of everything that's going on. There seems to be a lot of hand-wringing going on and a lot of wondering where things are going to go. And then there's the other side that is saying, you know what, it's time we get some fairness, some equity brought back in to the marketplace through trade. So that's kind of a good thing out there in a lot of people's minds, and it's a hand-wringing thing for other folks. And, well, we got a caller on the line already. Let's go to Dan in Fargo.
Dan, what's on your mind?
Dan, are you with us?
Yes.
There we go.
Morning, Dan.
Hi. Is this John?
No, this is Daryl.
Daryl, okay. Well, listen, I was kind of bothered by the two articles in the forum yesterday on the same page about dealing with carbon and fuel mixtures with ethanol. When I had questioned closely Senator Hoeven, if he was going to go for this scheme of sequestering carbon in caves in North Dakota where they're doing some lignite mining and so on, he assured me that that was just an awful idea and he was not in favor of that. And I see here now that this supposedly conservative new administrator of the EPA is going along with that, and also they're making plans to try to mitigate what they believe is the damage from carbon dioxide emissions from fossil fuels by agreeing to store some carbon dioxide in caves. This is just, you know, mumbo-jumbo black magic to me as far as soundness of policy. I wonder what you guys think about that, and if you can buttonhole some of these congressmen and our senator that said, oh, no, they weren't going to do that. He didn't believe in that.
Well, so, you know, first of all, the thing that I always tell everyone, carbon dioxide is a life gas. It's needed.
Absolutely.
For everything green that grows needs,
yes,
carbon,
that's the point. Yep.
Dioxide.
Yep.
And yep. It's just amazing to me that we are labeling a life gas as a pollutant, number one. And number two, there are ways to utilize, you know, carbon and through enhanced oil recovery and that. The storing in caves thing, I'm not familiar with. I didn't catch the forum yesterday on what they were getting to there.
No, it was hard to understand. And also, just the preceding Friday, a week ago from this Friday, there was an excellent article by Mikkel Tate, who wrote about the advantages of increased carbon dioxide in crop yields. And they do experiments at NDSU all the time, and they've demonstrated you not only have faster growth in grain crops and other crops too, but higher yields. And it was like a 25% increase in the cash value to farmers if they would utilize the timing of applying fertilizer and let the carbon dioxide process help speed up the production of green chlorophyll that plants need in order to grow. So I'm just confused. I don't know if the forum writers have got their editorial policy straight or not either.
I think that's a question on just about every other topic out there also, Dan. Thanks for the call. Good point on the carbon. Good point on the carbon. And it is a life gas. I mean, it's those of us in farming and ranching depend on carbon dioxide for everything living, everything growing. And it's amazing how much carbon an acre of corn or an acre of wheat utilizes in a year. I mean, we're talking tons, like 7, 8, 9 tons an acre of corn takes out of the air.
Yeah.
It's tremendous. So thanks for the call, Dan, and have a great week.
Okay, stick to the good science.
That's right. Well, that was an interesting call, sir. I didn't get a chance to look at a lot of news stories over the weekend, Todd, because this week is a big week for us at our farm, and we have our annual show pig sale coming up on Saturday, where 4-H and FFA kids from about five state area will be purchasing their 4-H and FFA projects, whether it's a pig, goat, or lamb. And so we spent the weekend. I had both daughters yesterday that I could utilize and get some things done and get them ready. So I didn't pay attention to things like the forum yesterday. And it's maybe a good thing that I didn't, because I'd have been irritated the way it sounds, according to what Dan said here.
Evidently. Oh, well.
Yeah, so it's interesting, though.
You, like so many others, the whole newspaper thing just isn't what it used to be, right?
Well, and then you get these editorial boards that want to slant everything instead of, you know, putting facts out there. It's strictly a one-sided, slanted opinion anymore.
Never let the truth get in the way of good
stories. Yeah, don't ever let the truth get in the way of good emotional fear.
Exactly.
You know?
You've got to sell newspapers.
That's right.
It's not about truth, it's about selling.
That's right. Well, we'll be back here shortly after the break. It's What's On Your Mind, and this is Daryl Leese sitting in for Scott Hennen.
I know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Let's talk about endless pools. Wrap your mind around that, an endless pool. They have them at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Vince Webker is here to tell us about an event you have going on, an extra $1,000 off the already low price. And, of course, our ACE promo code gets you $2,000 off, so some big savings through the end of the month.
Yeah, it's the 30th anniversary of Endless Pools. That's the brand that started the stay-in-place aquatic fitness. And now through April 30th, we have our rebate event going on where you get a $1,000 instant rebate off the endless pool.
And this is a fitness system, and if you want, a hot tub with it as well.
That's right. It's the dual temp where you can have a hot tub on the other end of it. So the water in the hot tub is different temperature than in the endless pool. Do not buy a swim spa without trying them out first. There's a huge difference.
Come on in. Try before you buy. Check them out. Of course, the hot tubs, the saunas, the endless pools, the patio furniture, the game tables, they've got it all. Use the promo code ACE and save up to $2,000. Hot spring spas and pool tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and now Devil's Lake. You've heard us say, Watford City. It's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennen from the What's On Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Call Delta first. One call does it all. You could be the one call does it all Delta call of the day. Call Eric at 406-250-8151 or go online. DeltaConstructors.net. Turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries, electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side. pipe insulation, temporary flaring services, E&I services. One call does it all. Global solutions of the oil and gas industry. DeltaConstructors.net. Call Eric today, 406-250-8151. 21 after the hour, it's What's in Your Mind. I'm Sylvan Mitchell. Sky handed off today. Daryl Lee's in from the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Well, it's good to be here. Good to be here with the listeners. I wish I was filling in for a different reason, but as many of you, the listeners, know, Scott Hendon's father-in-law passed away last week and funeral today, so he's taking some time off for family, obviously, and all of our prayers with the family in this time that they're, today they're going to celebrate the life of his father-in-law, and I think Scott was pretty clear about that. There's a lot to celebrate about his life. But
absolutely.
That's
going to make it a celebration of life.
Right. He lived a long, good life and had a very, storied history of, participation in various things and influence. So our thoughts and prayers are to the Hennon family and especially to his wife and her family as they go through the day-to-day and the coming weeks of the dealing with that loss. But, and then, I guess Scott's going to take off and fly to D.C. Later today or tomorrow. And so I get to be back, I heard now, I guess on Wednesday with you, Todd. So,
oh, my gosh.
He's going to be gone for a couple days. And in between here, I don't know who's going to be in here for tomorrow for sure. But there's a chance to listen again and think of questions and comments. And, of course, we'll have the talk radio town hall with Congressman Kramer on Wednesday. But we'll have an hour to get in people's concerns and that. Another thing that happened over the weekend, Todd, is all across the nation, Americans for America had rallies in support of the Second Amendment and gun rights.
Mm-hmm.
And the support of protecting your family and the ability to do that and the ability to defend yourself when needed. And, and these rallies were successful, hugely attended. I heard numbers more than 200 here in Bismarck that attended the rally. And so,
that's the number I was seeing. So
yeah, I mean,
I was over at Brave the Shave getting what's left of my hair cut off.
So did you get that one hair to grow to actually shave it off?
Yes.
Todd?
Yeah. That's how that works, right?
So yeah, Brave the
Senator Shave. Alvin was there, although he did not get his head shaved, and I guess I wouldn't expect him to either. But
he didn't?
No.
Oh.
I noticed you didn't either, though. Heard you grow all that since Saturday.
Yeah, I grew it. My hair grows really fast. But, I was able to. So, yeah, we've got some open lines. You can obviously call in, text in, and don't be shy. A lot of different things out there to discuss and talk about here today. Heather Lang, I just saw her walk in the front door out here. She'll be coming on after the 9:30 break and talk a little bit of where truth meets food, and then at the top of the hour we'll talk a little bit about trade. So if you got anything having to do with those topics coming up that you want some answers to, some questions, or you want to get some comments in, you can feel free to make those here today. When it comes to trade, there's been a lot of discussion, obviously, the last few weeks, and especially the last about 2 weeks, when President Trump announced that we're going to implement more tariffs against China, and China retaliated, saying, well, we're going to put tariffs on, your soybeans and your fruits and your nuts. And, so I guess they're going to tax all the people in California put a tariff on people in California visiting China, maybe all the fruits and nuts. But anyway, that's another story for another day.
You actually went there.
I actually went there. But
wow.
There's a little over 100 different.
So what's your take? What's the effect going to be on a North Dakota soybean farmer?
So we saw, and I think Eugene Grainer's been on here and talked about it when he does his market reports and that. Well, we saw the initial reaction the first day, soybean market took a hit. Since then, it's come back and got higher than what it was prior to that.
Yeah.
And so,
is that some emotional trading going on at first there?
A lot of emotional trading, and I don't think it's time to sound the panic buzzer. I really don't. I think it's time that we have a president that wants to renegotiate deals where we've had the short end of the stick.
Well, that was going to be my next question. Is Trump doing exactly what everybody should have been doing all along, trying to get a good deal for the U.S. rather than trying to be everybody's friend and everybody's pal in trade negotiations?
Trump's doing what we elected him to do.
Exactly.
Is take a strong stand, put America in the position that we are the leaders like we are, except we're not going to take bad deals anymore.
Right.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing about China.
We're not looking to screw everybody else. We're looking to get a fair deal.
Right.
And that means fair for us, not a great deal for everybody else and just out of our generosity because we're the biggest, you know, best country in the world, blah, blah, blah.
It's one thing to lay out the welcome mat. It's another thing to lay down and be the welcome mat.
There you go.
And so I think that if you look at that scenario, Trump's going to lay out the welcome mat. We want to do business with every country in this world.
Absolutely.
But he's not going to continue to lay down and be the welcome mat. And that's what we've historically had happening.
Absolutely.
And so, let's face it. China has 1.3 billion, 1.4 billion, whatever the number is, people to feed. They don't just want our soybeans.
Right.
They don't just want our
pork. They need them.
They need it.
Yeah.
And so, not that we don't have to give our input to the president and say, you know, make sure that agriculture gets a good swing in these deals when you renegotiate them, put them at the top of the priority list for, you know, correcting the atrocities that are out there. You know, the things like, people don't realize, we'll ship products. We'll ship a load of soybean or corn. Well, it happened in corn, the biggest example in the last 5 years. We shipped corn over there. We had a verbal agreement for some new technology that had come out in a certain brand of corn. Didn't have a signed paperwork, but all the Chinese officials said, oh, yeah, it's not going to be a problem, not going to be a problem. So the company released the technology because what? Farmers begged for that technology. We wanted that technology, so we planted and we grew it. We begged Syngenta to release it. They released it on a verbal agreement. That corn hit the ports over there, hit their docks, and they rejected it. Well,
why?
So you can buy it cheaper, because guess what? We're not bringing it back here. So then they want to buy it cheaper. Well, and then so when they do that, when they say, no, we're not going to accept this, what does it do to the price? It deflates the price. What do they do? They take a buying opportunity when the price gets deflated. And so
how can you do business with somebody?
How do you do that? Exactly.
Screw you every time.
Exactly. And there's got to be some correction in some of those things. There's got to be a format.
Because what
follow.
If we did that on, you know, every Apple electronics thing that comes over here? What if we left them at the dock and said, nope,
yeah,
we'll buy it, but we'll buy it for less.
We'll buy it for less. But see, we don't do that because we in good faith enter into those contracts. Hey, this is What's On Your Mind. This is Daryl Lee sitting in for Scott Hennin. Join us right after the break. We'll be back.
This is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email Jim@IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and thank you.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are a nurse. You became a nurse because you have a heart for others. You want to grow your skills, excel in your profession? Well, at the University of Mary, we have a long tradition of excellence in nursing education. We understand your desire to reach your full potential, to take on leadership roles in your profession, and increase your lifetime earnings. The key to rising in your profession is earning an advanced degree. National nursing organizations have called for a dramatic increase in the number of nurses with advanced degrees by the year 2020. At the University of Mary, we want to make it possible for you to move forward. We offer a Master's of Science in Nursing degree, $15,000, a remarkable value, since elsewhere that can run you more than $8,000 higher. Earn your master's degree in nursing from the University of Mary, the smart choice, because caring for others is what you do. Caring for you is what we do. Classes begin every 5 weeks, part-time or full-time options available at the University of Mary, an excellent education at an excellent value. Visit umary.edu/msn for more info and apply today. 27 before the hour, still at Mitchell in for Scott Hannon. Daryl Lees is here. What's on your mind?
Well, good morning. Todd, I tell you what, it's a sunny, bright morning out there. Yeah. We're going to get above freezing today, into the 40s, they
Yay!
Say. And so, hey, it's a beautiful day. It's another spring day. See, people haven't believed me. I keep telling everyone it's spring. Look at the calendar.
Calendar schmalender. We have two seasons, winter and summer.
Winter and summer, and like I saw,
the occasional
people,
small fall, otherwise we tend to jump from one to the other.
Several people on social media said we hope summer falls on a weekend this year. So, yeah, that's
I remember last summer it was on a Tuesday.
It was on a Tuesday.
That one too.
Yeah. So before we get into our guest here, let's take Jamie from Bismarck. Jamie wants to talk about the Second Amendment rallies that went on. Jamie, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Jamie, how are you doing this morning?
Excellent. How about you guys?
We're doing great. Can't get any better than being in studio with Todd, the radio god, Mitchell.
Yeah, I believe that.
So were you at the Second Amendment rally, Jamie?
Yeah, I was. There was between 175 and 200 people there, and everybody who showed up there, I'd just like to thank them for showing up there and supporting, and you know, Second Amendment and our gun rights. And I got some great speakers, and there's a few North Dakota politicians there, Luke Simmons, Sebastian Erdely, I think is his name, and I saw Dick Deaver walking around there, and Nolan Canright was there, but other than everything going great and having great, you know, being around a bunch of freedom-loving patriots, and there's one thing that disappointed me. And I was texting about with Marty Beard this morning. I think he's a mutual friend of ours, Daryl. But
yeah.
Who doesn't really know Marty? Right. That if you don't know him, you know of him.
That's right.
What was really disappointing is there was one guy there who actually owned a gun shop. Sebastian Higginbotham, I think, was his name from Turtle Lake Tactical. But I didn't see, and I know people own gun shops in Bismarck. I have friends and family who work. None of those people showed up there, which I thought was pretty disappointing, you know, because all the people there are part of your livelihood if you own a gun shop. And I don't know. I just, the least
thing to
do is
Cody wasn't there. Josette wasn't there. I guess those are the two that I know.
I don't know if I know Cody. I know both of them, not personally. I mean, good, but I didn't see them there.
Okay.
I'm not saying they weren't.
I suppose they may have been running their stores, too, but you know, I don't want to speak for them. But.
Yeah, okay, maybe they did, but...
don't know.
Right. Either way, you got employees there. You have somebody watch your shop for 2 hours and come and support.
They were hopefully taking care of those that were seeing the news of this and were going and celebrating this these rallies by actually purchasing another firearm. And so let's go with it that way as a positive outlook. And,
okay, well, that'll work, too.
If they close up their shop, then they're denying your Second Amendment right there. They keep the shop open because they want to support your Second Amendment.
Well, they got employees. If this guy can make it down from Turtle Lake, I think the people here in Bismarck could take a couple hours off and show up. Like I said, I'm not saying Cody and Josette weren't there, but I didn't see them there. I know what they both look like. But, hey.
Yeah, well, if you were following Marty Beard around, though, you might not have seen everyone because people might have been running the other direction.
Well, they got the only ones that ran to him were the TV crews.
Yeah. Well, he kind of has that attraction to that kind of thing, you know. And I've never figured it out because he's got a way better face for radio than TV. So,
but anyway, it was a great time, and a lot of people showed up, and I thank them for that. It was good support for our race.
It sounded
like it.
Have
a good day. Thanks for your time.
Hey, thanks, Jamie.
I'd have been there. I was at Brave the Shave, which is going on at the same time.
I saw that. That's good.
And I think a fair amount of people did kind of, and I've gotten a few texts, too. I think a few people found out rather late about it, and I didn't find out about it, I think, till Thursday or Friday.
I was on Bachmeier's show talking about it Saturday morning for a half hour. I mean, I wasn't part of organizing it, but I was definitely part of trying to get the word out there, so...
I think it was a great opportunity to get out there and show our patriotism and our belief in our
Constitution.
Beautiful
weather. It was awesome. All right.
You thanks, Jamie.
You too.
All right. Well, we have our guest with us here, and we're going to talk about a new website that its theme is Where Truth Meets Food. And we have with us today Heather Lang. Heather is the District 7 P&E committee member for NDFB. NDFB has two standing committees, of which different leaders get elected from each district throughout the state. One of them is the P&E, the Promotion and Education. The other one is the YF&R, the Young Farmers and Ranchers. And Heather and her husband, Lucas, farm out east of Bismarck, around the Sterling area. And they also were on the YF&R committee, and I believe served as chairman, co-chairs
that's
of that
correct.
Committee.
Yep.
So they have a long history of advocating for agriculture, being in NDFB, believing in that freedom, opportunity, and self-reliance, and promoting agriculture and talking about agriculture, whether you're small or big in agriculture, and whether you're a consumer or involved, there's got to be serious discussions and truthful discussions that have to happen. And onyourtable.org is the newest venture by NDFB to have those discussions, get those questions answered, and let people know that, you know, we're not any different. One of the things is we're not any different than those that have a job in town, that live in the urban areas compared to the rural areas. And one of your blogs, you've been a contributor a couple times, Heather.
Yep.
And one of your blogs talked about that we're not that different. Tell us a little bit about your farm and ranch and your passion for agriculture and why you spend the time you do advocating on the behalf of agriculture and informing people having those discussions.
Sure. So myself, my husband, and our three kids, we live out in Sterling, North Dakota, about 20 miles east of Bismarck, and we are on the fifth generation farm. We raise pigs, small grains. Gotta love the pigs. Pigs, small grains, and cover crops. And it was really a passion of mine to make sure to speak out about agriculture because I'm not from an agriculture background, actually. I never grew up on a farm. I never grew up in the rural areas. And so when I was introduced to it, I had an immediate love for it. And I found the complete disconnect that people didn't realize where their food was actually coming from. And so I wanted to make sure to spread that word and make sure that they know the truth about where it's coming from.
So you're doing this in a lot of different ways. And we'll talk about a different way that you're doing this after the break on the next segment. But tell us about onyourtable.org and the importance of that. And tell us about that blog that I brought up about you saying, hey, we're not that different.
Mm-hmm. So On Your Table blog by NDFB has been a great outlet for people to write and share their stories and get the truth out about agriculture and the food facts that are out there that a lot of people have questions about. I have had the opportunity to write a few blogs for them, and I just want people to understand that they can trust me. They can come to me if they have questions, which is a huge part of On Your Table, is asking farmers actual questions. And so I just want to be really relatable and make sure that they get the word of agriculture and how important it is.
Well, and so when you talked in your blog about, you know, we're not that different. What we grow, we feed our families.
Right.
If we have confidence in enough that this is healthy, nutritious, whether it is a GMO crop or whether it's a what people consider a traditionally raised crop that doesn't involve a GMO, there's choices out there. We celebrate them choices, but
right.
What we grow, we feed our families.
Right.
And them are the discussions that have to happen. So, you know, what is it that makes us a little unique, but yet what is it that makes us the same as every other hardworking family out there that cares for their family?
Sure. So I like to talk a lot about that exact subject, what makes us the same and yet a little bit different at the same time. So for us, I'm feeding my family and my kids the exact same food that I'm feeding everybody else that they are eating on their plate. I want to make sure that it's healthy. I want to make sure that it's safe, and I want to make sure that it's affordable. So we go through the long hours of taking care of the animals, giving them the vaccinations that they need when they need if they are sick, making sure that everything is coming out safe and healthy and affordable. The only difference is, you know, we work extremely long hours. We work in the hard temperatures, in the harsh temperatures. We work 24/7. We don't get paid vacations. We don't get time off. We don't get things like that. But I'm still doing the same hard work that everybody in town would be, and I still want the best for my family, which is what we're trying to do.
Well, and I think that's an important thing. When you talk about, you know, you've got three children, you and Lucas.
Yep.
So take that same family that lives in the center of Bismarck. Mom and dad, three children. They get up, they go to work, they send their kids off to school, obviously. They get their kids home from school, they come home, and they're exhausted from their work. That's very important. We need everyone working in this country, it's my opinion, that's
right.
Capable of it. And so they're going to sit down, they're going to have a meal, and a lot of people don't realize that just by them being food consumers, they have a link to agriculture that's important.
Almost definitely.
And that they want a healthy product. They want choices.
Right.
You know, and there are choices out there.
Yep.
And to segregate them is dangerous in agriculture in my mind. But to promote, whether you're small or big, conventional, traditional, whatever you consider, it's all important. We got to take a break right now. This is What's On Your Mind. This is Daryl Lease sitting in for Scott Hennin. We'll be back on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender. Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Jill Morgan of Castleton. As farmers prepare for another growing season, here are a few helpful fuel tips. First, tank maintenance is important. Water is the number one cause of diesel problems, leading to tank corrosion, bacteria and fungus, and icing in cold temps. Check your tanks for water before you get started. If water is found, have it removed. Keep your tank full to prevent excess air, which can lead to condensation and fuel degradation. Second, take advantage of biodiesel. Made from soybeans and other plant oils, it provides lubricity, higher cetane, and it's renewable. Biodiesel blends up to 20% can be used in any diesel engine. Ask for a B20 blend for your next on-farm fuel delivery. For questions about diesel and biodiesel, call the Diesel Helpline at 800-929-3437 or visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
There is no way I'm getting through a Monday morning without a Monday early morning My Pillow. And we have the My Pet Pillow.
My Pet
as well. I've got two dogs and three cats.
You should have
somebody's
four
always
of
on
my
that
pet
thing.
Pillows then.
I should. I thought it's big enough they could easily share it.
No, there's no sharing the My Pillow.
They will not share it. No.
No, not
just
at all.
Like me and my wife and my pillow. So, yeah. So
see, that's
got
the
another one so she could have my original.
That's the problem. You're both trying to claim it's My Pillow.
I know. It's not our pillow. It's my
pillow. It's My Pillow. Yeah, exactly.
So, and not only, you know, if you go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott or call 1-800-506-9028, 1-800-506-9028, use the promo code Scott. It's buy one, get one on pillows, save up to 50% on anything else you buy at MyPillow.com, the extended 60-day money-back guarantee in effect. To check out more at MyPillow.com, 1-800-506-9028, but it's not just pillows for your head. You got sheets, you've got mattress sets and stuff, but the My Pet Pillow I absolutely recommend. definitely. 9:30 before the hour. And Scott, handing off today, Darrell Ease is in on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, I tell you what, it's great to be here. We're visiting with Heather Lang. She's representative from District 7 for NDFB on our P&E committee, and a great advocate for agriculture on behalf of farmers and ranchers, whether they're large farmers or small farmers or medium-sized farmers or part-time farmers or full-time farmers. Or, you know, to me, there's no really part-time farmer, because it takes full-time work even if you're doing it on a part-time basis. You put in a lot of extra hours above and beyond. Even if you're working off the farm, doing something different, you almost put those equivalent hours back into your farm when you come home. So I think anyone that's engaged in it has got a full-time commitment to it, so, because it takes year-round planning and work. So we're gonna ask a trivia question here, and then we're going to go into another little bit about what Heather does in advocating. But trivia question, Todd, I brought in another bundle of meat, our own special labeled meat that we have now from our farm. You're gonna get a couple packs.
More of a label than just meat.
Hey, it's just pork. It's what should be for dinner. And
pork is what's really for dinner.
Okay. And my beef friends out there are gonna be calling in now. But anyways, we got some of them too, so I'm covered there. We were in that segment of the industry also. But so we're going to give away, there's about a $40 to $50 value package there, a couple packs of sausage, a couple packs of bacon. I'm parting with the coveted bacon. That's hard to part with, because that sells
stuff, right?
Fast. And a package of pork chops in there, and I don't know what else I threw in there this morning. But anyways, so our trivia question, because obviously people that know me and have listened to me on the radio before, we raise pigs. Okay. Well, Heather mentioned that they raise pigs. So,
the folks, if you don't know, it's Daryl's Raising Pigs.
Right.
That's the Daryl.
Right. So we're going to, here's what the people got to call in and tell me. They got to call in and name three breeds of pigs raised on farms.
Pork, bacon,
for
and ham.
Three breeds. See, you wouldn't get it. You're lucky I brought you a package of bacon, because you would never get the answer right.
You are the man.
So you guys can call in. In the meantime, while people are calling in to answer that, Heather, tell us about your other advocacy that you do. You do something that I think is really important.
Let me throw the number out. 1-800-228-0550. 1-800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550. It all goes through the same phone system.
Same phone system. So, Heather, you go in and you talk with a different age group of consumers out there. And tell us what you do there, and then tell us how many different of those places you've been.
I like to target a lot of the fourth, fifth graders, third graders, all the way down to kindergarten, actually. And this year I have been in, I would say, about 30 different schools already in my district. I have gone up to Hebron, I've gone down to Linton, Hazleton, Bismarck, Mandan, all those areas. But I like to target that group because they soak in so much, and they really, really like to engage, and they want to learn. And so it's a lot of fun for me. And quite honestly, if I can hit that age group, I have a real good chance of them going home and sharing what they learned with their parents and with their grandparents and their teachers. And so that kind of really hits home for me.
And that's very true. And they go home and they share it with their family. And it's important that they understand at that age, you know, these kids grow up to become voters at the age of 18. And we need people making decisions and making votes that understand agriculture, because agriculture is the number one industry in North Dakota, hands down. We will be the number one industry. We're the oldest industry in North Dakota. We're going to be the longest lasting, because everyone needs food.
Sure.
And Heather, thanks for coming in today. I appreciate all your work and many folks out there. And I see it on social media, the appreciation when you're going into those schools and sharing your story and sharing agriculture story with all those kids. But we're going to take some calls right now real quick, in the order they come, to see if they're going to get our question answered. Name three breeds.
That's a rapid fire this week.
You bet. Tony, are you there?
Hey, Tony.
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. Three breeds, Yorkshire, Hampshire, and Chester White.
There you go. Tony got it right off the bat. Yorkshire, Hampshire, and Chester White.
Hang on. We'll get your info off the air. And
I've got the meat here today. I'm going to leave it at the studio, Dodd.
Wow. Oh, it's under lock and key because somebody might rush.
Yeah, we'll have to watch Phil Parker. All right. Good job, Tony. We've got our winner already, folks.
550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. And thank you.
Hi, I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.